You are listening to World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey, everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Freight from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support College Radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college. Hey!
This is World College Radio Day.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 14th, OnMark presents a website portfolio workshop at IRC at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Art Gallery will have a showcase at the Hamblin Theater from 1 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, April 13th, join an art-making reception called Shapeshifter Bodies Like Water at Lee Hall from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, April 14th, conversations with Chris Keegan over at the Red Dragon Theater will be happening at 5 p.m. Also happening Thursday, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting an event featuring a roundtable discussion on language diversity. This week's average is 52 degrees. Expect rain on Tuesday. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Well, I'm not stuck in traffic, and it's not the hour of pop hour. It is What's in Your Pocket with DJ Noss for Mark Tuesday. That's right, April 15th, tax day. Did you do your taxes yet? Did you do your taxes? I did mine a while ago because I got some money back. It was kind of nice. Bought some toys with it. For those of you who haven't, you can do them today or you could not do them and just give the IRS the bird, whatever you wish to do. That's your decision. You have free will. What you don't have free will is it's Taco Tuesday. You should be eating tacos. Yo, so good. So good. So good. We're going to start off this morning with some Frank Zappa, a little bit of Joe's Garage coming at you here on WONDY 90.9 FM, home of Red Dragon Radio in the basement of Hunt Union, keeping it locked.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's Garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's Garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time.
a jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew, and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if we played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should. 'Cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like. So we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of us, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like.
Put a spell on you. Lord, because you're mine. You hear me? Don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you, girl, because you're mine. Now listen, I put a spell on you. Can't stand it, girl, because you put me down. Oh, and that is why I want to put a spell on you. Because you ought to be mine.
The great Manfred Mann with I Put a Spell on You. Manfred Mann did some really, really, really amazing covers of a lot of really awesome tunes. They were a totally amazing band. Not necessarily, how would you put it, original songwriter-wise, I don't necessarily think. Although they did have some that were good, but like the main thing was that they did like really great renditions of other people's tunes that are sometimes much better than the original. Pretty cool and fun. If you ever get a chance, there's a bunch of albums too. You should check them out. Totally awesome players. Before that, we started with the great old Joe's Garage. We were talking about concept albums yesterday, a music professor and some students and I, and talking about what the greatest concept album was or has been so far. And Joe's Garage was brought up, which is awesome. It gets pretty weird, though, and eclectic. Some people brought up like 2112, Rush, you know, The Who, Tommy or Quadrophenia. Man, I think Quadrophenia is much better than Tommy, personally. But I will stick to my guns, and I think the best overall concept album I've heard ever is definitely The Wall by Pink Floyd. Yeah, it's like an obvious pick, but there's a reason for that. It's amazing. It is incredible. I've played it three times in its entirety live, and we're going to be doing it again in the spring of 2026. I'll be performing it with some students. So look for those dates as we come up. We'll do one on campus here in the Huntington Ballroom and probably one downtown at the Foothills Performing Arts Center. So we're going to play you some Go-Go's right now. La La Land from God Bless the Go-Go's, which was their fourth and final studio album, although they did release a single or two during the pandemic and are still playing. They played Coachella the other day with Billy Joe from Green Day. joining them for Head Over Heels. They're amazing. I love them. Still bucket list. Belinda Carlisle is my, she doesn't know, but, you know, she's kind of my wife. But anyways, here we go. La La Land from God Bless the Go-Go's.
Fun day a la mode.
I lied. Not intentionally. I did not play La La Land, though I was planning on playing La La Land, but the labels, sometimes this happens with albums, the labels get reversed and I didn't check it beforehand, and we listened to Kissing Asphalt instead, which is still a great song. That was Go-Go's. That whole album's actually really good, so I apologize for that, but you got an unexpected awesome song in return with a very funny, witty title. But after that, we listened to Who Made Who, the 1986 banger from AC/DC, which they did the soundtrack for the movie Maximum Overdrive, based off the short story by Stephen King, Trucks, which was a very funny movie. I love that movie. Some people think it's terrible. It probably is, but it was part of my childhood and upbringing, and I will forever love it. Maximum Overdrive. We're going to listen to the first song on Blizzard of Oz, which is amazing, right? Ozzy leaves Sabbath, gets kicked out. I don't can't remember which way it was. Sabbath was imploding anyways, kind of at that point, until then they got Dio and whatever. It was great, but for a little bit. But either way, Blizzard of Oz comes out, and Randy Rhoads comes onto the scene, and what an amazing couple albums they put out. But here's the first song off of that Blizzard of Oz album, I Don't Know. Ozzy, What Don't You Know? Probably quite a bit at that period in time. We'll be right back. We got some Lee Konitz going on there. All of me. Why not take all of me? It's Taco Tuesday. How we all doing today? I'm feeling a little, just kind of a little bit behind. Did not sleep amazing last night, but luckily I don't have to work that hard today. So we're going to put on some Huey Lewis in the news, some sports.
Thank you.
Baby, I'm amazed. Great, great, great song. I'm really not a huge fan of solo McCartney, solo Lennon. I like Ringo and George's solo stuff more. I mean, Ringo's just silly, but fun. But I like Harrison's solo stuff, songwriting-wise, much better than the other two. But that song's really, 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 really good. Okay, here's the bad joke. I almost forgot to do it today. Where do rainbows go when they are naughty? Where do rainbows go when they are naughty, naughty, naughty? This is a long Bach one, so you have plenty of time to think about this really challenging answer to this joke. On our quest to play all of the Well-Tempered Clavier by Glenn Gould, the J.S. Bach Prelude and Fugue in F minor. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We are at the end of our show here, rocking and rolling right out of control and with DJ Nosfer Mark II. And where do rainbows go when they've been naughty, naughty, naughty? Well, they go to prison. That was the Four Horsemen. Sorry about that bad joke. I got to run out of here, everybody. Taco Tuesday, tax day. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Rock and roll, 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
You say that you're healing, but I don't believe it.
You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.